SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a full house this evening. Like, we're stacked. We got Joe Lisi. Joe Lisi bats leadoff. We've got Joe Ranieri batting second. Dave Sharapan joins us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Bats third. Joe Madden from Joe Madden Sports bats cleanup tonight. And then we got Mick Aussie cleaning things up a little bit later on. Cam is off. Steve Merrill is off this evening. Steve was with us earlier in the week on the radio show, and he'll rejoin us on Tuesday night. Coach James Young is out, but we've got your back as far as the NBA is concerned tonight. I don't know what people are most excited about coming into tonight. Me personally, I've already, you know, I'm focused on football. Saturday's college games. It's kind of a lighter card as far as college football is concerned. Last week was just so crazy and it was off the hook. There's a lot of big-time teams that aren't playing this week. It's the calm before the storm, and it gets real again next week. But it doesn't mean that we don't have probably about 6 to 8 games that we're focused in on the college gridiron. NFL football, it's tricky. When isn't it? There's a lot of games this week in which there's a lot of trends that point you in one direction, but your gut says another thing, right? Like the Giants and the Jags are a classic example of this, right? Like the New York Giants are 5-1 straight up. They're 5-1 against the spread. The Jacksonville Jaguars have lost 18 consecutive football games to teams from the NFC. Now, I don't really know what it fully means going back. It has nothing to do with Trevor Lawrence, but we can dig a little bit deeper. The New York Giants are 20-10 against the spread as road underdogs since 2018, 66.7% covering clip. Daniel Jones is 12-4 against the spread in his career as a road underdog. Say what you will. It's funny. You ever notice the people that get ripped the most by the bozos in the public are the people that make the most money? Like Mike McCarthy gets ripped all the time. He's like the best coach against the spread in the National Football League. You know, Daniel Jones sucks. Daniel Jones this. Daniel Jones that. Well, all right. He's 12-4 against the spread in 16 games in his career when he's getting points on the road. That's robust. That's a robust record right there. Yeah, like the Giants. All these numbers point towards the Giants. Jags have lost 18 in a row to the NFC. The Jags are an average to less than average football team. Giants are 5-1. And as we mentioned, Daniel Jones, 13-6 against the spread on the road in his career, 12-4 against the spread as a road underdog. With all that being stated, I kind of get the feeling that the Jazz can win this football game, right? It's one of those, you know, it's one of those, this is the epitome of a trap. It's the epitome of a trap game. I look forward to Joe Lisi's take as far as the college of football and as far as the Miami Dolphins and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I'll tell you what, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers plus the points in this game. And we'll get Lisi's thoughts on that. But as far as the college ranks are concerned, like I said, it's not quite as stacked as last week, but there's still a couple of spots that we like, specifically out west. The Bruin and the Duck game. That's like the showcase showdown. That's going to be some good stuff. The Bruins and the Ducks. We've got baseball on the board this evening. We'll break that down. NHL hockey. I got a bunch of NBA props for you, too. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's football Friday, but it's also basketball Friday. It's also hockey Friday. It's also baseball Friday. And hey, maybe a little UFC Friday, CFL football Friday. There's a lot of stuff going on. We got a couple of college football games on tap tonight, but they suck. So we'll focus in on Saturday's board. NFL week 7. Of course, Christian McCaffrey has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. And I'll tell you what, man, the 49ers, yes, are they a better football team right now than they were without Christian McCaffrey? Absolutely. Of course they are. Were they absolutely insane to give up a second-round pick, a third-round pick, and a fourth-round pick in the same freaking draft? Yes. Yes, they were. If you think about it, guys, So they traded away their two first-round draft picks just to move up for Trey Lance, who basically they don't, you know what I mean? How good is Trey Lance? So you gave away two first-round picks, right? Two first-round picks for Trey Lance. Now you turn around and you give away a second-round pick, a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a fifth-round pick, and all in this draft except the fifth-round pick. So in other words, the San Francisco 49ers don't have a first-round pick this year. They don't have a second-round pick this year. They don't have a third-round pick this year. They don't have a fourth-round pick this year. They're not picking at the draft. Like, they don't even need to show up until day two. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have a pick. And so, in other words, you traded away 2 years with the top draft picks for Trey Lance and Christian McCaffrey? Really? Really? Okay. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with Christian McCaffrey as the football player. I have a problem with Christian McCaffrey giving up all that draft capital, especially in one draft. Especially in one draft. You know, I'd say, listen, I'll give you a second-round pick here and a fourth-round pick in 2 years or something. I'm not going to destroy one draft to bring in Christian McCaffrey right now. John Lynch, you know what it's a sign of? John Lynch is panicked. Shanahan and Lynch, listen, they've gotten everything that they've needed and wanted from ownership. Oh, we got to pay this guy. We got to pay that guy. We got to trade up to draft this guy. We got to do this. It never ends. Like now we need McCaffrey. It's like Kevin Stefanski. I can't coach with Baker Mayfield. It's Baker Mayfield's fault. Well, you expect me to win games with Jacoby Brissett? So in other words, the only way that Kevin Stefanski can coach is if he has a $250 million quarterback that can't keep his hands to himself. Joe Lisi next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game time decisions continues. Last night it was the sports equinox, which we had the four major professional sports leagues all playing at the same time for only the 27th time. I can't believe that. Only the 27th time, but whatever. Every night's a sports equinox, man. We got NHL hockey tonight, NBA basketball, college football, Major League Baseball playoffs, CFL football, Lisi. Some CFL all football. Right. Hey, some of these CFL games are a hell of a lot more entertaining than a lot of the NFL games are, let me tell you, bro.
Unbelievable.
They actually score touchdowns in the CFL. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And
good quarterback fight.
And singles, yeah. Yeah, Vernon Adams in action tonight.
Oh, nice. There you go. Blast from the past, right? Remember him.
Washington, Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, Oregon Ducks, right? Well, a big game in Oregon this weekend. See if Bo Nix can channel in his innermost Auburn days.
Ooh, I look forward to this game. Let's get to tonight's games first, and we'll set up Saturday's slate and talk some NFL as well with Joe Lisi. So, Joe, Tulsa and Temple. Temple got absolutely murdered last week, which is weird. They were hanging around in the first quarter, right? It was like 14, it was 13-10 or whatever. I'm like, man, they're actually hanging. Next thing you know, whatever, it got out of hand. They're getting 13.5 right now. Tulsa's laying 13.5. The total is 53.5. What about the total, Joe? Should we bet the over of this football game? Can Temple give us enough on offense to get the over? What's your take on this one?
Well, let me ask you. I'm like literally about 40 miles, not even from Temple. It's a little chilly tonight, right? Not that that should factor in. It's a beautiful night, but I still think Temple will be in this ballgame. This line is fishy to me. 13.5 under two touchdowns. The way UCF absolutely abused them on primetime last Thursday night. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm inclined to take Temple, and I think the under does come in because I'm not sold on the offensive balance of the Owls. I think they run the football short in the game. Give me the Owls plus the points, and I like the under in tonight's matchup.
All right, so the Owls and the under. And you know it's not a great game when Joe Lisi doesn't even say it's a big game. Normally, you'll be like, big game, Gabe, but no, even this one, you're like, no, this one's not.
It's under the radar. You can go out, grab some dinner, you know, whatever you got to do, multitask.
Yeah, this is it. Take care of your errands before the big games come up. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Hey, UAB in Western Kentucky, a little bit better. UAB plus 1.5 against the Hilltoppers, Blazers, Hilltoppers here. Tough contest, obviously. You look at the home team, it's just a sort of, all right, we take the home team because they're playing at home and basically a pick 'em. What's your take on the Blazers and the Toppers?
I told you earlier in the break, every time I bet either with Western Kentucky or against them, that somehow, some way they screw me. So in this way, I got to go UAB. I think they can run the football with McBride on the ground. And at the end of the day, I just think their defense is more of a finesse style Western Kentucky. I think UAB has a significant advantage in terms of the interior line play. I like UAB, even though they're on the road catching a short number. I do think the over 60.5 comes out in this ball game. So give me the road dog and the over in this matchup.
Yeah, you know what? This game, it should be a fun game. The first game's a train wreck. This second game is actually going to be a competitive game between two good football teams. And none of these teams like each other. As far as the total is concerned, I'm not going to disagree. It's up to 60 right now. What is it, 60? 60.5? Yeah, 60.5 at FanDuel. Yeah. Wow. Was 59.5. So the steam's coming in on the over here, Joe.
All right. Now, how about last night? Last night, if you took the over 60.5 a couple nights ago on Wednesday, you got screwed with Georgia State and App State, right? Right at 59.
Yeah. I got a push. I was lucky. Thank God.
I know.
And I'll take it. Terrible. I was on Georgia State. It was looking good, Joe. We were up 2 touchdowns early. I'm like, this is great.
Right.
And they got smashed.
I know. Didn't it look great on the screen, Gabe, too? I'm a big buyer. When the game looks good on the screen with the uniforms, they just pop out. That makes me put a little extra on the side that I'm going with. So it all depends. I'm a big buyer of the uniforms in certain matchups.
I agree. You know what, though, Joe? I'm going to go with the Western Kentucky and the over. I'll go with the over as well, but I'll take the Hilltoppers, and I'll just hope for the best. I'm not going to go crazy. I lost with the dumb games last night. You know, Joe, you'll like this one, though. I went real D-gen on the show last night live. Frostburg State was playing Fairmont State. D3. I took Fairmont plus the 7.5. We covered. We hit. We won.
Oh, man. That's incredible. Give me a guy that could give me the rosters on D3 that could roll them out on their heads for the D3.
I got to be honest with you. I never heard of Frostburg State before I bet the game. Never heard of them.
I've heard of them. I can't tell you where they are, though. That's
Dave
the
knew. They're in Maryland. He knew because he said he drove through the town before and he saw it.
Oh, man. Like, you hear like Kutztown. That's in PA. There's a few. Yeah, yeah. You know.
I know Mount Union and Whitewater and stuff like
Mount
that.
Union, Franklin, and Marshall. I played at Gettysburg one year, so I know those schools. So at the end of the day, Gabe, there's a lot of small schools in the Ohio, PA area. But I can't tell you D3 in like Minnesota or Indiana. No clue.
All right, let me throw it at you, though, just for fun here then right now. We got two games on the board. LIU Brooklyn minus 3.5 against Wagner tonight. Over under 54. Yeah. Same thing. I know. I said the same thing. I'm like, come on, man.
It's a basketball.
I didn't know they had where's their football field, Joe?
I'll tell you this. I think Wagner has a better program. I have kept up. I know Wagner's in Staten Island. That I could say. So you got the Long Island kids versus the Statagene, as I like to call them. Take Statagene, baby. Staten Island. Wagner over LIU.
Hey, man, anytime I see points, I'm intrigued. Give me Wagner plus 3.5. If it was a basketball game, I'd take LIU. And a little Ivy League. You ever dip your beak in the Ivy League, Joe? Ivy League,
no.
Princeton and Harvard. What a big rival.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Harvard to me, from what I've seen over the I haven't watched an Ivy League game until like November, right? So at the end of the day, and Princeton's right up the block from me, so I'm going to go with Harvard. I think they're one of the better teams this year, right? And then the Ivies this year, or at least last year.
You never get out to a Princeton game? No, I'm looking right now.
They're
dude.
On
Princeton
Friday nights. I'm on air. I can't go. Yeah.
They're 5-0, Princeton.
Yeah, Princeton's good.
Princeton and Harvard are 4-1.
Yeah, Harvard and Princeton are the two best. At least they always contend for the Ivy over the past couple of seasons. So
it's at Harvard. Man. I got to get a piece of this.
Stadium. Great stadium.
What, Harvard? Yeah.
Yeah. Very iconic.
Should go to a game. Better. Do they sell beer at least?
I can't. I don't know. I think you need to.
Probably not. It's Ivy
they
League.
They wouldn't let us in.
They don't drink beer. Yeah, they say
$3,000
bottles.
And Lisi went to the gate at Harvard. We turned away. We could go.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, you're not allowed. Yeah.
Yeah, they would not let us in. I could tell you that.
I'm perplexed by this game. Princeton and Harvard. Princeton are 5-0, but Harvard are 4-1. Harvard are 4-1 playing at home. They have lost at home. 1-1 on their home field. Princeton. Let's dig in a little deeper on this, Joe, just quickly here. So Harvard beat Howard 41-25. That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah.
They beat Cornell 35-28. They lost to Holy Cross 30-21. They beat Brown 35-28. And they beat Merrimack. Tell you what, Joe, look at this. The total's 47.5, Joe, tonight. Every one of their games has gone over this number. See how quickly my brain works when I look at this stuff? Like
one bet to the over. There you go. Go with the over. Yeah. I might take it in the break if you give me the opportunity. I don't think I can. I'm in Jersey. They won't have the IV up
for me. Oh, yeah. You're going to get screwed. You can't even bet on a Princeton game.
Right.
And they say it's land of the free. Come on, man. It's garbage. You can't bet on Princeton. Who's going to throw up? The Princeton kids have too much money. You can't get to them. They got more money than the mob does trying to fix them.
You're absolutely right.
Look at this. Princeton beat Lafayette 23-2. They beat Brown 35-19. Looks like Princeton's got a good D. They held Columbia to 6 points, although I would assume that Columbia would suck. They beat Stetson 39. Yeah, I'm going over the number here. All right, we'll get into UCLA, some Pac-12. Get Joe's take on LSU and Ole Miss. Can Ole Miss remain undefeated? Game time decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues, and in the words of Michael Jordan, I like it. It's a hobby. Monshut, do you have a gambling problem? I like it. You like that show? Just only 200 on Harvard Princeton over the number. Let's go.
That's great. I could see if it was a March Madness game, but I don't even know. It's Ivy League football on a Friday. We got no tape. We got nothing.
I can't lie. I can't name one player on either team, Joe. You could offer me $50 million right now. I'd make it up. I'd be like Mike Smith. I could just take a shot. Yeah.
But wait a second, Gabe. The games used to be televised on PBS. Where do you watch?
I know. Remember the PBS Ivy League? You're right. Now.
I know where. I think they're on SN. I think they're on Sports New York, SNY. They're on. Like, yeah. You know. I mean, you got
SNY3 type thing.
Down the dial. So, man.
Or the local, what is it? Local 9 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you're right.
I know.
I'll find a stream for it. I'm going to find a stream for it. If there's ever going to be an Ivy League game besides, I guess, Yale and Harvard, but Princeton Harvard's a pretty big deal, bro, right? I mean, they're big rivals. You know what I mean? It's the two sort of, you know, when you think of Ivy League, you think of Princeton,
right?
Yale, Harvard.
They got the A broadcast team working this one, right? So it's like, you know, bring in Danielson and Nestler for this one. That's it. We need
the elite Ivy League crew. Yeah, they got the elite.
Right. Give me the number one.
They should have you and me. They should invite us down. Since game day doesn't go there, you and I will go there. We'll go.
I'm going on Friday night. Set it up. Sports Grid will set it up. We'll do the in-game live pre-kick. Get that place going.
All right. So just for the record here, yeah, Joe, looks like Wagner getting messed up. They've been getting killed all season, this team. Rutgers beat Wagner 66-7. Fordham beat them 48-31. St. Francis beat them 27-7. Syracuse beat Wagner 59-0. Even lowly Columbia beat them 28-7. Merrimack beat them 54-17. So the question is, how bad are they're both 0-6, Joe.
Yeah, but think about this, though, Gabe. I will say this, right? St. Francis went toe-to-toe with Joe Moorhead and Akron. They pushed them. I think they actually won that game or lost by 3 in overtime. So they're not that bad, right?
Rutgers? I was on them. Yeah. I was on
right,
that game.
Right, so Rutgers is, I mean, come on.
They played a pretty tough schedule. Yeah, Rutgers played a tough schedule.
So I think they're more battle-tested. Fordham's not bad. That's my alma mater. Fordham, give me Wagner. Plus, the Staten Island kids are much tougher than the Long Island kids. Watch, we're going to start a controversy here. People from Long Island are going to bust out.
This is a new low, this game. All right, let's move on from this game. It's a new low that we're talking about here. All right, let's get after it here. College football. me personally, Joe, is quickly on this one. Kansas and Baylor, the number's gone up here. This is not the same Baylor team as last year, bro. They don't pull away. Their offense is kind of pedestrian. Their defense is good, not great. I know the Jayhawks bubble burst as far as being undefeated, but I think they can still hang around in this game. It's up to 10.5 now. What's your take on that one?
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it today. I'm starting to like Baylor more and more just for the simple fact they lost to West Virginia, and they have two extra days of preparation, and how Kansas broke down in run support, almost gave up 300 to the Oklahoma Sooners. This is the most disciplined defense that they're going to face in terms of Dave Aranda's crew. I think this game is won and lost in the trenches, and that's where I think Baylor has a significant advantage. It's up over now 10. I would lay the 10.5 with the Bears at home.
Money's coming in on the Clemson Tigers here, Joe, up to 14.5. What do you think of the battle of unbeatens in the ACC?
Yeah, I'm not going to be betting this game, but the numbers suggest Clemson, Gabe. I mean, 69-6 straight up since 2014 against ACC opponents. Since 2015, 49-1 straight up at home in Death Valley. They're 3-0 this year in Death Valley, won by 20.3 points per game. I can only look Clemson here. At the end of the day, I mean, Schrader's going to have to make some plays over the top to Aranda Gadsden and the crew. I don't think they could do it. Give me Clemson if I had to bet this game over 2 touchdowns.
I like Clemson as well. The numbers starting to get up there right now, but I always think Clemson are sort of underpriced with the numbers. Yeah. Like last week, I liked them against Florida State as well. Joe, you follow the MAC. Toledo and Buffalo. What am I missing about this one? With the Buffalo Bulls getting 7.5 points, they're 5-1 ATS on the season. I also like the over this game. I like the over 50. I like the Bulls and over 56.5. What's your take on that one, if you've got one?
I mean, I still think Toledo's a pretty good team. I think they have speed on the perimeter to challenge Buffalo's secondary in this ball game. It's typical Buffalo, right? They wear you down in terms of running the football as well. I still give the edge to the Rockets. I won't be betting this game, but I would lay the 7.5 with Toledo in this ball game.
Notre Dame have been underachieving this year, and as soon as you think they sort of turned a corner, Joe, with that nice win against BYU, they fall flat against Stanford. Laying a boatload of points, pass, or are you interested in the dog here with the Rebs, or what's your take on this one?
Well, here's the thing. It's a pass. I bet against the Rebs last week. I laid the 10 with Air Force. They had 262 rushing yards in the first half, right? I don't think Notre Dame throws the football in any capacity with Pine in this ballgame. All they have to do is line up and run it down UNLV's throat. They have bigger offensive linemen, better running backs than Air Force, so it should be status quo. That's why I would lay it with Notre Dame, but I can't lay a 26.5-point number in terms of after losing to Stanford outright. You would think that Notre Dame is going to be emotional and he gets them up, so I can only look Notre Dame, but it's not on my card this weekend.
The game that I'm most looking forward to, the two games, Ole Miss and LSU is really cool, but let's send it out west, Joe, Pac-12. UCLA still undefeated. They win this game, then it starts to get real for them as far as the national spotlight. And, hey, take these guys seriously to potentially make the playoffs if they can run the table. They have quality wins. Man, this goes back to last year, Joe. Remember, they punched LSU in the mouth in the first game of the year when they went out there to the Rose Bowl. This is a good football team. I think this is whoever has the ball last wins type of game, Joe. And I'm getting 6.5 points. UCLA have shown an ability to go on the road with DTR. Total is 70.5. I don't have a problem with it. I still think it goes over the number. And Joe, I don't need to tell you, but for people tuning in, the last two times these two teams have played, they've been 3-point games. Last year, the Ducks beat them 34-31 at the Rose Bowl. And 2 years ago, the Ducks beat them 38-35 in Eugene. Don't forget Chip Kelly. You know, this is, he wants this one going back. They might win this game outright, bro. I really think this comes down to the wire, and I wouldn't be shocked if UCLA won like 41-38 or something, Joe.
Well, I'll take it a step further. I picked UCLA to win the Pac-12. I'm sitting on 150-1 ticket for DTR, and I'm sitting on a UCLA ticket, 10-plus wins, and I'm not backing down now. You watch this game last year, DTR gets hurt on the last drive. Garbers comes in, throws the pick, right? That's where UCLA – you know, started fast and Oregon regrouped. And obviously at the end of the day, in the third quarter, they pulled away from a defensive perspective. But I'll just say this, the series perspective has been owned by Oregon. They won the last three by 9 points per game. I don't like their third down defense. They're allowing 50% of opposing offenses to convert. UCLA's converted 55% of their third down attempts. And let's be honest, outside of the Georgia game, who has Oregon played? Wazoo, Arizona, Stanford, Eastern Washington. What type of resume is that? I'm not buying into Bo Nix. DTR is a legitimate Heisman contender, and I'll take it even a step further. They win the ball game by double digits. I'm that much of a believer in UCLA. Wow.
They're plus 202 right now. Strange number, plus 202, not plus 200, but plus 202 at FanDuel. UCLA Bruins, Lisi calls the upset, outright win. Listen, I don't have a problem with it. I'm able to sprinkle on the money line as well, but I love the points. I think whoever has the ball last wins type of game. And I also do think it goes over. As we mentioned, guys, so it was 34-31 last year, so it would have stayed under this number. The year before was 38-35, but this is as good as UCLA have been in the last couple of years. And UCLA have scored 40 or more points in five of their six football games this year. You have the ninth highest scoring and 12th highest scoring offenses in the country. UCLA put up 41.5 points per game. The Ducks put up 42 points per game. Give me the Ducks and the Bruins over the number. Give me the Bruins plus the points. I like this Mississippi team, Joe. And, you know, they've sort of shooken things up. People think of Lane Kiffin and an aerial attack and stuff. But these guys run the ball, man. It's all they do is run the ball. They do it very well. Their defense has tightened things up compared to past Ole Miss defenses. Yeah, you talk about schedules, Joe. Other than the Kentucky game, and they got that in Oxford, and truth be told, Will Levis threw a game-winning touchdown at the end of the game, except it was called back because he snapped the ball too soon because his wide receiver wasn't set. Right? Yep. So they actually did. They could have lost that game if not for that penalty. This is their first real test, Joe, going on the road. Let's just be real. And LSU and Daniels starting to turn it up on offense right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I like LSU. They've won the last six times in Baton Rouge by 11.3 points per game. You mentioned the two road games this year for Ole Miss. Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt. What type of home atmosphere is that for when Jeff Collins was there? And obviously what we see with Clark Lee and Vanderbilt. I mean, come on now. Let's be honest. This is a true road environment for the SEC. And I'm not sold that Jackson Dart can handle the pressure. He's got 11 touchdowns, six interceptions. And Lane Kiffin outside this year over the last couple of years, 6-5 straight up on the road or on a neutral field. I'm laying the 1.5 with LSU. I think they're the more physical team on defense, believe it or not. And Brian Kelly bounces back with back-to-back SEC wins.
Joe, before we get you out of here, we got about a minute and a half or two. Any other college game best bets you want to share? And what about your Dolphins against the Steelers on Sunday night?
Well, I like TCU to lay the lumber, and I would lay it with Miami. Again, I don't feel confident, but at the end of the day, if you can't beat this group right now in terms of the injuries with Pittsburgh, you better really check yourself, Mike McDaniel. I would lay it, but don't feel 100% about that.
I'd like to see the injury report for the Steelers. I've heard they're getting healthier.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
I think they can hang in this game. I don't think the Dolphins should be laying 7 points. It's too many points, Joe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Tune in to Joe Lisi and Carver. Thanks, Joe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues. How many pages do I have open? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. I got 17 tabs open right now. So I look up. I'm like, all right, which one? And they're all purposeful. It's like I got a couple of, you know, I got some sports books. I've got notes. I've got facts. I've got this. I've got, you know, I got a lot of different things rolling here, but probably have too many things that I don't need. Like, I don't need the Long Island Shark football schedule up anymore. It's probably not a good idea to bet on that game. Let's bring in Joe Ranieri. He'll agree on that. Hey, Joe, how about this, Joe? I just put $200 on over 47, Princeton-Harvard. Let's roll. Kickoff in 20 minutes.
A lot of people on Princeton to keep rolling here, Gabe. But
they're undefeated. What word on the street is the Tigers are to play? Yep. Princeton?
That's it. That's the word, man. But I tend to agree with you. I think points are coming here in this rivalry game tonight. I'm with you on the over.
I like it. I like where I like. I'm liking it. Mm-hmm. Ranieri agrees. Yeah, it's 47. Why not? All right. So remember the Shady Five, Joe. Before we get into stuff, we'll get into everything here. But NBA tonight, I look forward to seeing what you've got. But that's what I've come up with. That I've already put the plays in. I'm not playing around today. I don't understand this number, bro. So Paolo Banchero has the best NBA debut as a rookie besides Grant Hill and LeBron James. And his prop tonight is 16.5. Scored 27 the other night.
And the kid wasn't even trying, Gabe. You watched him. It was like butter, man. He wasn't doing anything. It didn't seem
and
like
the Hawks
he was going
suck
out of
on
his
defense,
way.
Joe. And the Hawks suck on D.
I don't know what you think. This is how this kid plays, and you better expect more nights like this. They're expecting regression. I'm not expecting regression. This kid is coming out swinging. It's like Cunningham last year. He doesn't need a month to get rolling. The kid's already hitting the ground rolling, and I'm with you. Against a non-defensive team? Yeah, no, I'm good. He's going to be in the 20s again.
Yo, bro, I remember when Zion came into the league, he was like 14.5. And he went over and they made a 17.5 and an 18.5. Like, it's one of these deals, guys. I normally don't put $200 on an NBA player prop in the second game of the season, right? But I did with Banchero. I saw it this morning. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. The kid's going to score 23 a night, Joe. Like, he'll score 21 on a bad night. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's on the court all the time. Like, he takes the shots. He's going to put numbers up. Even if he regresses from the 27. I don't care. Regress by 10 points. I still win the bet at 17.
You ain't getting 15.5 on him for the rest of the year, Dave.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not getting it for the rest of the year. Take it while you can get it. It's free money right now.
That's what I'm saying. You got to take advantage of these numbers. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. Okay, so we're pulling the trigger on Paolo Banchero over 16.5. My boy, Pascal Siakam, one of the most underrated players in the league. This guy's unbelievable. Listen, he had 11 rebounds the other night against the Cleveland Cavaliers, okay? Yep. So the Cavs are a big team and one of the best rebounding teams in the NBA. The Nets are soft, old dudes with no big men. His prop tonight is 8.5 rebounds. Trust me, he's going over. I played this one as well pretty big. Pascal Siakam over 8.5 rebounds. I also like Siakam to go off, man. Like, he's going to score points, too. I like him to go over 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists. So Siakam over 8.5 rebounds, Siakam over 35 rebounds, points, and assists. And in conclusion, Joe, Brandon Ingram and Zion, I'm big on the Pels this year. They're going into Charlotte. Charlotte are terrible, but they're going into Charlotte. And where did Zion and Brandon Ingram both play ball? At Duke. This is their homecoming game. Mm-hmm. This is it.
A lot of fans. Yep.
Zion's from South Carolina. He's from South Carolina. This is as close as it gets. This is the homecoming for Zion. Brandon Ingram is from North Carolina and played at Duke. You know what I'm saying? It's all symmetry here. Give me Brandon Ingram over 22.5 points and Zion over 25.5. Man, it caught up to Zion fast at 25.5. I don't care. He scores 29 or 30 tonight.
Yeah, that didn't take long, did it? Everyone's like, all right, well, let's see how healthy he is. Yeah, and everyone's like, nope, time to go. He's perfectly fine. He looked in great shape. And you're right about Toronto, by the way. I mean, Brooklyn got destroyed on the boards by the Pelicans there. Now they're going to walk into a situation where they got nothing but a bunch of long, lean, quick wing players Who's going to challenge him on the boards? Like Joe Harris? Like, Iaka might have, he might have 12, 15 boards tonight here before it's
Scotty
all said
Barnes done, as
Gabe.
Well.
Scotty, exactly. Scott. They can't compete. No way. What about not the on game? The boards.
What about the game itself? You taking the Raptors plus the 2.5?
On the money line. You can take your 2.5, Gabe. This Brooklyn team's in trouble. It's just not a good matchup for them at all. Is this a good matchup? They can't compete on the boards. Having Joe Harris there, nice little boost for the offense, but no way. I think Toronto rolls Brooklyn here. They, like the Sixers, are going to have to figure some things out before we can start backing them, Gabe, especially on the money line.
It's a good point. They haven't played together that much. Now you drop Ben Simmons into the lineup. And also, the Raptors, Joe, are the worst possible team for a team like the Nets to play. The Nets need to play a sloppy, bad defensive team. The Raptors are an attention to detail. They've got nine guys that are 6'10", like type thing, like you said.
Correct.
They're interchangeable. Yep. Like, they're long as hell, man. They just come in. I watched them against the Cavs. They terrorized the Cavs on defense the other night. Like, it's just like the Cavs, like, were visibly frustrated. Like,
exactly.
Trying to get passes in. They were getting, like, deflected and stuff. It was like, they were, like, getting mad. Like, man, why are you in my face so much, man? Like, every Raptor player was, like, in their face.
Yep. And we're talking about one of the best defensive teams in Cleveland, and they were beyond frustrated in that game. They're going to do the same thing to the Nets here. Same thing. It's going to be a bunch of hero ball tonight with Durant and company.
Yeah, that's the way of putting it. Hero ball versus team ball. And I also think it's a young man's game in the NBA. I think there's a changing of the guard. Young teams are going to laugh at the Lakers, bro, in the West. It's like, push the ball. They can't run with us. They're old men. And the Nets, same thing. Like, it's like, whatever. KD will get hurt if he runs too hard down the court, right? And Irving's in his own little world. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm not sure about their chemistry. What do you like in the NBA tonight? Anything else in the NBA you like?
Yeah, I do think Miami looks better tonight against Boston. I think the over is the play there. 219, somewhere in that ballpark is where it was. It might be up a little higher. They were terrible offensively in that first game. They got embarrassed by Chicago. I think they absolutely put a much better offensive display on here tonight. I mean, 220 or less here, Gabe, I think there's all sorts of value on this. Until Robert Williams gets back, we're not going to be looking at a whole lot of defense, especially with the Celtics here. I do think they're going to do exactly what they did against the Sixers. It's going to be a hell of a combo with Tatum and Brown. I think they're going to get theirs. I think Butler, Bam Adebayo is going to have a better game. Tyler Hero looks very comfortable in the starting role now with this team. There's going to be some points. It's going to be a fun game. It's not going to be a 98-90 type of game at all.
I like where you're going with this. I think Miami will be much better in the spot. I think they're going to win this game tonight, Joe. Take Miami.
Absolutely. Yep.
I'll take Miami. Another one.
Denver.
I know it's kind of a. You like Denver?
Denver's the other
points to bounce back after that debacle.
Big trend is these teams with playoff revenge that play within the first week of the regular season the following year. I mean, let us not forget, Jokic got embarrassed by Golden State, guys, in that playoff. They basically shut him down, and they were kind of laughing. And it's a big trend in favor of these teams within the first week of the season. They get a chance to exact some playoff revenge. They do it. I mean, this was 5.5. It's, trickled on down to 5 now. I think Jokic goes off still. They played 11 men. They played 11 men in that game against the Lakers. They're still trying to figure some things out there, too. How many minutes is Draymond and company playing? I wouldn't expect a lot from Golden State.
Joe Ranieri kicking with us. So, Joe, just quickly, as far as the 7 o'clock games, got the Bulls and the Wizards. Kind of a weird line here. Tempted to take the Bulls, but don't love it. Can't bet every game. You know what I mean? Pelicans and Hornets. I played a Pelican money line with the BC Lions money line. Parlay tonight.
Ooh.
A little mix up. Yeah. It's minus 110.
Nice.
Yeah, BC win the football game tonight. They clinch a home field advantage in the playoffs, or at least in the first round to get a home playoff game. And also they're playing against the Edmonton Elks that haven't won a home game in 3 years. So I figured out, right?
Our boy McGinnis loves them tonight. Yeah, our boy McGinnis loves it. Yeah, BC loves it.
Oh, McGinnis laying the points with the Lions tonight?
Yeah, loves it.
You got the so the Spurs and the Pacers. Joe, I think the Spurs could be the worst team in the NBA. And the Pacers actually have good young players with Halliburton, with Mathurin, and with Duarte. Game's basically a pick 'em here. I like the Pacers on the money line in this one.
I don't even think it's close. The best player on the court is Halliburton, and it's going to play for the Pacers. The market keeps, for some reason, backing the Spurs. They did it against Charlotte, and they're doing it now again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's going on here. No, the Pacers at home, they showed us a little something there. Listen, it is a total tank job this year. It's a race to tank. I get it.
Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But, I mean, San Antonio is absolutely at the front of that tank bunch there. They are terrible. I think the Pacers just have too much shooting, too much power there over this depleted Spurs team. I'm with you. Even money, give me the Pacers to get it done.
Joe, what do you think about tonight's baseball game, Musgrove versus Suarez? San Diego are road favorites, total 7.5. The 2-3-2 format, I got to believe that Philly are going to find a way to win 2 or 3 at home, and I'm getting him as an underdog. I know Musgrove's been good. I'm taking Philadelphia tonight.
I don't mind Philadelphia full game. I do like Musgrove first 5. If he is what we think he can be, and he was a little bit better, his metrics were better on the road than they were at home, which is interesting because it's a pitcher's ballpark at Petco. It's not a hitter's ballpark, but his numbers were actually better on the road. They put him in this spot for a reason. I like the Padres to get out early, but I'm kind of with you. I think the Phillies come through with that big home run in the 7th, 8th inning off of that bullpen of the Padres, and voila, Phillies end up winning full game.
What do you think of the total of 7.5? Any strong feeling? I'm almost kicking myself. You just said the home run. I'm glad you said it. It's 340. I got to take Bryce Harper just to hit a home run at 340.
Absolutely.
Will he hit one over the weekend? Probably. If he does, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? At plus 340, yep. it's worth rolling the dice. But any opinion on the total at 7.5?
I think we're going to trend early in this one, but I do think it's correlated, Gabe. I think if you like the Padres to win
under,
this
right?
game, goes under.
If you like the Phillies, it could go over. Yeah.
Going over, absolutely. Yep, I think they're correlated.
Schwarber and Harper and these guys start hitting home runs and stuff. You're right.
Yep.
All right, NFL, college football, you playing the games tonight? The UAB Western Kentucky game's not bad. The other one's a train wreck.
No, it's a total train wreck. Who the hell is betting Temple, by the way? I mean, that you realize that's not Kurt Warner playing quarterback, right, guys? Just want to make sure you understand. That's his son. That's not Kurt Warner. My goodness. I think the over in the Western Kentucky UAB game. Give me the over.
And NFL, what are you leaning with Shady 5 right now?
Oh, my goodness. I am leading with the Detroit Lions to pull the upset of the weekend.
I like it. Boom. I think they're going to hang around. I think Dak... Hey, last year they got smoked 44-6 by the Eagles. They went to the bye, they came back, and they tied the Steelers. Thanks, Joe.
Boom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We're on the clock. We've got a ton of picks to get to. So let's start off right now with the New Orleans Pelicans. I put the Pelicans at a money line parlay with the BC Lions in the CFL. It's minus 110, little cross-sport parlay. But let's lay the 7 as well. I'll lay the points with the Pelicans. I think the Pelicans are going to smoke the Hornets, but I got them on a money line as well, a little bit of insurance. Give me Brandon Ingram over 22.5 points scored. He played at Duke. This is the homecoming. Zion Williamson's from South Carolina. This is his homecoming game as well. It's 25.5. Look for Ingram and Zion both to light it up tonight and go over their player prop numbers. So we'll take the Pelicans money line with the BC Lions. Pelicans minus the points. Brandon Ingram over 22.5 points. Zion Williamson over 25.5 points. Give me the Indiana Pacers on the money line, minus 125 against the Spurs. I don't understand this number. The Pacers should be able to win this basketball game easily. We've got some more NBA action coming up, but that's not until 7:30, so let's just stick to our guns right now with the games that are coming up. right now. I'm going to pass on that train wreck Temple game. We don't have to bet on every college football game and every game on the board. We're going to have enough action before it's all said and done this evening. But we will get a piece of this early CFL game. We've got the Ottawa Red Blacks, not to be confused with the Ottawa Rough Riders. Ottawa Red Blacks taking on a Hamilton Tiger Cats in pretty much a meaningless late season CFL game. Ottawa have shown a spark since they fired their coach. And quite frankly, the Hamilton Tiger Cats should not be laying 6 points in this game. Give me the Ottawa Red Blacks plus the points. And in fact, I'm putting it in right now as we speak. I've got a bunch of Raptor props. We talked about the Siakam props. We're going to get in on Paolo Banchero, over 16.5. He scored 27 in his debut, so stay tuned. We've got a ton of more picks coming up. We got Dave Sharapan. We'll get into the baseball, take a look at the baseball props. We got Joe Madden Sports. We've got Mick Ossie. We've got a full house here this evening, and we got a ton of sports going on. We'll take a look at the NHL on the other side as well. Game Time Decisions continues.